What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
America, welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, December 27th, 2016, getting into the week here. Had Boxing Day off yesterday. I hope you all had a great Christmas. I hope you're all having a December 27th, 2016. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. And let me just get on down here. So we've got, there we are. Okay, now, a lot of things going on here today. Right now, Obama and Japan's Prime Minister Abe are down here at the bottom of the hill. At the Arizona Memorial, this is apparently the first official visit by a Japanese head of state since the end of World War II, so they're down there making nice. They actually closed down most of that whole Pearl Harbor, Ford Island area, the Missouri, the Bofin, and so forth. But you can see them from up here with a telescope. So they're down there doing that, and then Abe's going to go home, and Obama's going to complete his vacation. Let's go to a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, before I want to say anything, I want to say rest in peace, John, and condolences to his family.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a huge outpouring of condolence emails. I didn't forward them all to the family because there were so many. I only forwarded one or two select ones, including from the gentleman who did the little homage to John, which is on the main page of whatreallyhappened.com.
Mike, with this plane crash in Russia, I don't believe in coincidences. I think there is like you can tell an orchestrated attack against Russia. Now, I know the plane landed in Sochi, but what's the chances of somebody putting something in the fuel? Oh, I mean, it's just too much of a coincidence, all these different events in this time period. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand that, but if somebody was trying to score points against Russia, this one is a PR disaster because they killed quite a few of the members of Russia's Army Choir, which is a world-class, or was a world-class choir that won all kinds of international acclaim, and everybody's now feeling very sorry and sympathetic for Russia on this. It could be. I mean, we know that the war party in the United States is desperate to start a shooting war with Russia or China before Trump can take office next month, because Trump has already indicated wants to go back to being friends with Putin. Putin is saying he's on board with that. Same thing with China. And so they're really desperate to get these wars going, especially as it becomes more and more obvious they've lost in Syria. And it's already being described as the biggest military setback for the United States in 15 years. Personally, I think it's the biggest defeat since all the way back in Vietnam. And they're trying to get this agenda back on track to force the U.S. economic domination back onto the world.
And then switching, like you said, to Japan, Abe is just another puppet, and so is the mayor of Okinawa, who rescinded that where they would give back what the land, the 10,000 acres.
It was a question of U.S. base in Okinawa wants to relocate to where they're going to have more land for longer runways, and Okinawa was resisting that. And then all of a sudden, I guess somebody made a phone call or somebody left a dead horse's head in his bed. But all of a sudden, that is now no longer operant. And so, yeah, he got his chain pulled on that one.
Yeah, it's just, you see how people realize either you get paid off or you get blackmailed. That's the two
or threatened,
things that...
Or threatened.
The empire of the West. Yeah, it's the empire of the West, Mike. Yeah, we basically become Rome, Soviet Union, British Empire, that bad.
It's always worth remembering that all of those empires have since collapsed. Rome is gone. The Soviet Union's gone. Britain is just a thin shell of its former glory, and that's where the United States is headed as well, into the dustbin of history. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. We're back here from our Christmas vacation, taking phone calls and talking about the news.
And I just want to tell Mike, I hope you had a good Christmas, and I hope you have a very good New Year. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much. We had a really good Christmas. Claire's choir did a phenomenal job at the Christmas Eve services. Unfortunately, everybody in the congregation was sick and coughing and sneezing, and now the pastor's down with it, and I'm under the weather myself today, but we're pulling through. But the choir just did an amazing job, and it looks like it's going to be a raucous New Year. We're hearing people play with their illegal fireworks all the time. And it's going to be an interesting time. Let's switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I hope your Christmas went well. I hope Santa was good to you.
More or less. I mean, wasn't particularly generous, but it's not been a generous year.
Okay. Well, I'd like to agree.
Claire did much better than I did.
That's great. I'd like to agree with Dustin from my home state of New Jersey that I believe the timing is very suspicious of this TU-154 crash. You look at what happened to France when Hollande started making friendly gestures towards Russia. In fact, he stopped in Russia on his way back from Kazakhstan. This was before all those terror attacks in France, and then those attacks occurred. So I think even the Saker. Vineyard of the Saker, this man's a security expert. He says, too, he believes terrorism from one of these security services, Western security services, is probably the most logical explanation. So we'll see.
There's a video circulating around the net purporting to show the explosion of the aircraft in midair, and there's a report now that the aircraft had gone off course before it vanished from radar. In fact, it had almost completely turned around. Still waiting for confirmation on that one. But again, we know the U.S. is trying to provoke Russia into doing something, the rest of it could just be spoiled brat behavior. It could be Hillary Clinton, upset because she thinks Putin is responsible for her loss of the White House. And we know how many airplanes fell out of the sky surrounding the Clintons over the years, including Ron Brown.
I just don't know how these people, if they were behind this, how could, it just speaks to their power. How could they pull this off? It happened in, I don't know if it was a military airport. It stopped in Sochi Airport. It originated at a military airport outside of Moscow. So the Sochi Airport, it might have been easier to infiltrate and to get through their security. But this is the case. These people are crazy. They're still at it in Syria. They haven't given up. Even Russia, the foreign ministry, announced today that the weapons are continuing to flow to the quote-unquote moderates, and they will inevitably end up in the hands of the jihadists, of the extremists. So,
of course,
they haven't given up, Mike. They haven't given up on this Syria gambit. Hopefully, when Trump comes in, he'll stop the weapons flow. But they're going to continue. They're going to send as many weapons to Syria. They're going to bring in as many refugees into this country until the last day, until January 20th, when Trump is sworn in.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be a rough month. There's no question about it. and everybody's trying to preserve and promote their agenda before Trump can yank the plug on it. And we have that ludicrous image of Barack Obama, who has used more executive orders than any other president in U.S. history, demanding Donald Trump refrain from using executive orders. Because he doesn't want Trump undoing all of Obama's executive orders, which
the
president can do.
Of course not. Mike, I don't know if you heard about that professor or associate professor, what he tweeted from Drexel University about white genocide. That was his Christmas wish.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is how crazy this country's become, where a university professor or associate professor can openly feel comfortable to openly tweet, openly state that he wants to see white people be the victims of genocide. So I made a point. I called the university. We had some family and some friends who went there. And unfortunately, because of the holiday, I couldn't reach anybody. But I sent an email. I posted something on their Facebook page. The people, especially the white people out there, you know, like me, who are very offended, or anybody, any civilized person, needs to let these people know, because these liberals, these haters, they hate us white people, but they love our money. So the only way we can make them buckle and comply, and this applies to these sanctuary cities as well. We've got to flex our economic muscle, and that means individuals sending emails or calling these companies or universities, or in the case of Trump, threatening to withhold funds from these cities. Then they'll comply. Then they'll comply. If you use the economic weapon, they'll comply.
Well, the good news is apparently a lot of people did complain to Drexel, and the school administration has chastised this individual to the point where he's clarified that what he meant to say was that the white genocide that took place in Haiti, that he thought that was a good thing. But again, look at the hypocrisy. If somebody tweeted out in favor of a black genocide, how would the corporate media result? If they tweeted out genocide of the Hispanics, how would the corporate media respond?
Absolutely.
If they tweeted out genocide of the Jews, you know everybody would go ballistic. But for some reason, you can talk about genocide of the whites, and everybody's saying, yeah, I'm on board with that. That's cool. Let's do that. And you need to remember, you don't cure racism by being racist in reverse. It just
absolutely
doesn't work. And yeah, right now the white population is being targeted by the liberals because we represent all the things they want to be and can't be. And we're actually an artifact of that whole victimhood culture, because liberals get their support base by going on out to women, Hispanics, blacks, gays, whatever, and saying, you would be rich and successful if it wasn't for those white straight males, and if you vote for me and give me your money, I will reverse things. I mean, Hillary Clinton campaigned on that this entire year. And so now we have a generation of blacks and Hispanics and women and gays who are absolutely convinced that they would be at the top of the ladder of success if it wasn't for the white males. And we're seeing this racist attitude start to build. And again, Hitler did exactly the same thing in Germany, only in his case it was the Jews, like they were doing it with the Muslims here in the U.S. You set up a scapegoat group, a target, and you blame all the problems on them to build your political support. And right now it's white people. And, you know, it's racism in reverse, but it's still racism.
Well, chastisement is not enough with respect to this professor. I let it be known to them, and I'm going to call them again next week and say, unless this piece of garbage is forthwith terminated, they will never see another penny from me, other members of my family, and I will let put the word out to those who haven't heard of this story, that never to give Drexel University another penny.
Yeah, that's absolutely the way to
do that. They'll change their tune after that.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was absolutely horrendous for this guy to put that out there. And again, put it in a different context. What if he'd called for black genocide or a genocide against the gays? How would the corporate media have responded? And why isn't the corporate media responding when he talks about white genocide?
Yeah. He already would have been fired if he referenced another group. He already would have been fired.
Absolutely. He would have been gone, loss of tenure, everything. But, you know,
white
apparently
people,
it's open season on the white people.
Right, open season on the white people, exactly. All right, well, thank you, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Ted somewhere in the Midwest. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I wanted to call in. I was fairly close acquaintances with John from Barbados, and I just wanted to say that we all miss him, and I know for a fact, Michael, that he absolutely adored you and your broadcast. But I was on a Skype call last night with a few close friends of his, and we were talking, and we wanted to put out a message to all the friends of John around the world. We don't necessarily know how many there were, but we're doing a memorial broadcast for him in the near future. And if your friends have any stories you'd like to share, we most certainly like to befriend you and have you participate in the memorial show. My email is astrangerinmyownland@yahoo.com.
Or okay, a stranger in my own land at yahoo.com.
Correct. Or okay. If Skype is easier for you, it's Eddie Money 2, the number 2 at the end. You can reach me there.
Okay, when are you planning this broadcast?
Well, once we gather and accumulate all the audio clips that we have of him, we're thinking about in the next week.
Okay.
So we want to do it really soon, and we'd love to have all the friends of John around the world befriend us and join us for one last send-off.
Okay, well, when you say befriend us, that implies you've got, like, a Facebook or a Scene Life page?
That I do. You can catch me at Ted Midward on Scene Life, Facebook, and Twitter, and myself and a few other Skype friends who had Skype calls with John a couple times a week, a couple times a month, we're going to be gathering up everything we can, archiving it on YouTube. I want to give a shout-out to FreedomMV1 on YouTube. He's already gone through for the month of December, Mike, and archived all the clips with John's call-ins thus far. So we appreciate that. And it's very simple. We just want to make sure that the world has not heard the last of John. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much for that. I know others are also doing these memoriam broadcasts. There's one on the front page of What Really Happened. And yeah, I'm already missing him. The suddenness of his passing, which was a bit of a shock. And we are all going to miss him. So one more time, give everybody your Scene Life address so they know where to connect with you and find out more.
Sure. You can catch me on Twitter, Facebook, Scene Life under the name Ted Midward, MIDWARD.
Okay, MIDWARD. I'm repeating it because we've got a bad phone connection.
Ah, okay. Yes, Midward. And
okay.
It's also astrangerinmyownland@yahoo.com, and
okay, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. So we're done here. Thank you very much for the information, and I hope a lot of people are going to make a point of going on over there so that we remember John and how important he was. And by the way, to judge by the volume of mail I got over here, he really did have quite a huge following around the globe. All right, so Ted, we're going to let you go. Good luck with your broadcast and program, and drop me an email when there's actually a schedule for this to happen, and I'll be sure and do an on-air shout-out, okay?
Absolutely. God bless, Michael. Thank you much.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and do some news here now. Barack Obama has signed the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law, House Resolution 5181. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more about the war between the real media and the really real media after these few words.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And getting into the topic of the war between the corporate media and the truth. And the other side is closing ranks and getting ready to uncork on us because how dare we spoil this wonderful little system of lying to the public and being believed and using those lies to send us off to war, to steal our money, and so forth and so on. So Obama has now signed the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law, House Resolution 5181. To basically create what amounts to an Orwellian Ministry of Truth. And it's phrased as countering foreign disinformation and manipulation, but we already know from the Washington Post that anybody in this country who links to Russia today is considered an arm of Russian propaganda. Now, at some point, there's going to be a fight on this all the way to the Supreme Court, and we're all going to have to chip in for the legal fees. Because this is a First Amendment issue, freedom of speech. And if the corporate media can rely on the First Amendment to protect themselves when they lie, then that same First Amendment protects the independent media when we tell the truth. And that's really what it's all about. They may call themselves the real media and us the fake media, but what it is the American people fighting against U.S. government propaganda, not Russian propaganda. And there's going to be a test case that's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court here. Forbes apparently decided they were going to run a hit piece on naturalnews.com, which is an alternative health website, which has been at the forefront of the vaccine awareness issue. And I just found out from some people that articles that I post about research papers showing there is a link between vaccines and autism are now being blocked by Facebook, which is why I'm over on Seeing Life now. And I urge you all to just cancel your Facebook memberships and go over to Seeing Life, because if Facebook, and for that matter, Google, want to act like the filtered corporate media, then we should give them the audience of the filtered corporate media. And by the way, CNN just set an all-time record low on ratings. More people are watching the Gardening Channel and Cartoon Network than are watching CNN. And why it's made a mandatory part of our cable package, I don't know. I could live without it. I absolutely could live without it. Now, Donald Trump is at odds with NBC because he posted a comment about the U.S. nuclear program, and this was Donald Trump's original tweet. The United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. When NBC reported on this tweet, they left off that tail part. And they just said, Donald Trump says the United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability. And Donald Trump has gone public chastising them for this edit, which clearly changes the meaning of what he was saying. The corporate media has not learned their lesson from the debacle of 2016. But again, as I mentioned before, they're trapped by their business model. They make their money lying to you. That's why they get those fat paychecks. Nobody has to pay somebody huge amounts of money to tell you the truth. You can have the truth for free. You can find the truth for yourself if you want to do the work. Those people in the corporate media are paid huge amounts of money to be very convincing liars, like Brian Williams, who, even though he was caught lying, is still paid huge amounts of money to go on TV and lie to you again. The corporate media cannot change its business model without going out of business. And that's the corner they find themselves in, and it's the corner of their own making. Now, already people are starting to fight back against all this censorship. People are getting off of Facebook, they're dropping Google, they're going over to Yandex and Seen Life and all these other new startup social media companies that are promising no censorship. Because if Google and Facebook want to behave just like the filtered corporate media, they're going to wind up with exactly the same audience. Virtually none. All right, we got to take a break for more commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the war between U.S. government propagandists and those of us who know the truth and feel that you, our fellow American citizens, have a right to the truth. Because nowhere in the Constitution is the government allowed to lie to you. And when they lie to you about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, about Assad's sarin gas, about human-caused global warming, about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, the government is acting illegally and unconstitutionally and becomes illegitimate. And we need to have a zero-tolerance policy. Now, people are already fighting back. There are these new startup social media companies coming online, VK, Diaspora, a Scene Life, Gab, that promise a censorship-free environment. Yandex, the search engine, is not censoring its what it's finding. And you need to give them your business. Stop using Google. Stop using Facebook. Stop using these corporations that are clearly on board with U.S. government propagandists to try and control your mind. Now, other people are already looking to find ways to get around all the little great wall of silicon or the silicon curtain that is going on up. Open whisper systems, which created and maintains Signal, a communications app, has added a feature that allows it to sidestep censorship in Egypt and the United Arab Emirates by routing its packets through other servers, sort of a miniature version of Tor. Now, Trey Gowdy is out there saying if you want to know who's doing the fake news, it's that corporate media. They're the ones who lied to you about Saddam's nukes, human-caused global warming. Hillary will win in a landslide. And let's not forget last Friday, where they were out there saying ISIS has targeted churches in all 50 states over the weekend. There's going to be blood. Did it happen? Of course not. It's just the corporate media doing the booga, booga, booga. Keep you scared. Now, WikiLeaks has denied 5 times that Russia was the source for the DNC email leaks. 5 times. At one point, implied it was Seth Rich, but all 5 times has said it's an internal leak. The former ambassador to Great Britain, who was in on the handing off of this information, is saying it's an inside leak. The corporate media still refuses to report it. The corporate media is still out there saying, Russia, 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 Russia. And they have the nerve to say that we're the fake news. Right out of George Orwell. And even more Orwellian. George Washington University has now removed the requirement for U.S. history from required courses. If you go to George Washington University, and it only costs you $68,000 a year, you are not required to study U.S. history. They don't want you going back and looking very carefully at it in the light of recent embarrassments and revelations and cover-ups. No, 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 it's just better if we don't let them look at all. Here, we're going to replace required courses with, you know, how to hate white people and how to believe in human-caused global warming. That's all you really need for only $68,000 a year for a reasonable interest fee. Now, it's come on out over the weekend. Actually, it came out last week, but we're going to hit it again. Remember all those faithless electors in the Electoral College who said there, we're out there to save the country from Donald Trump and we're going to vote our conscience. And as it turned out, Hillary had more faithless electors than any other candidate in history. It turns out that the Stop Trump electors were in contact with the Clinton campaign. That's collusion. It's conspiracy to commit election fraud. Now, Huffington Post is out there once again. They're in denial about what happened. And Huffington Post is out there with this idea, you know, did James Comey cost Hillary Clinton the election? We asked the late deciding voters, and they're out there just saying, it was all Comey's fault. It was Russia's fault. It was the fault of the independent media. And you need to remember something. Anytime somebody comes on up and says, James Comey cost Hillary Clinton the election, you need to remember something. If Hillary Clinton and her people had been playing by the rules and complied with the law, there wouldn't have been an FBI investigation in the first place. But Hillary seems to have this attitude that it's okay for her to break the law. And the bad people are the ones who are standing out there saying that you should be obeying the law. And that you committed crimes. Oh, they're the bad people. I'm Empress Hillary the First. I can do no wrong. I'm of the nobility. I'm above the law. It's all these other troublemakers who are investigating and spying and peeking here. Now, there's a very troubling article coming out of TruePundit.com. And they are reporting that according to sources in the Justice Department, Hillary and Bill Clinton are in secret negotiations with the Obama White House for a blanket pardon for both Clintons. Now, Hillary has not been formally charged with a crime. Technically, under the law, you have to be convicted of a crime before you can apply for or receive a pardon. That's not going to stop them. They're going to go on back to Gerald Ford's preemptive pardoning of Richard Nixon for Watergate, because they did not want the real secrets behind Watergate to be made public. It would bring the entire government down. And the same thing applies here to the king and queen of CIA cocaine. But if they come out with this little pardon, and they're not going to be able to keep it secret, it's going to be made public the first time Trey Gowdy or Jeff Sessions comes on out and says, we're going to file charges. They're going to say, well, no, Hillary's got a blanket pardon. And that right there is an admission she committed crimes. A pardon is a confession that major crimes were committed. And they don't think you should know what was being done by your, in theory, elected leaders with your money and the lives of your children. Now, Obama is out there trying to polish his legacy. And he's frankly saying some really bizarre things just in the hope that that's what everybody will write down in the history books. Oh, yes. In his closing days, Obama said that he walked on water, and that will be what goes in the history book. Josh Earnest is out there belaboring this idea to the press corps, who will write the history books, that they haven't acknowledged Obama as being the most transparent president in history. Really? Most transparent president? Remember how hard it was to dig out what was going on behind the scenes in Obamacare? We still don't know exactly what was going on with the consulate in Benghazi. They're still trying to keep the lid on the arming of these terrorists over in Syria. Most transparent? Is this guy on drugs? And if so, why isn't he sharing them? Now, as I mentioned before, things in Syria are not going very well for the United States government. Article coming out of offguardian.org. The liberation of Aleppo is the most serious setback for the U.S. in 15 years. And they're mentioning that in the context of this ongoing program of wars of aggression to take over all of the resource-rich areas in the Middle East to shackle them to the U.S. dollar. And that's been going on for 15 years. But I think in a wider scope, Syria is the United States' biggest military defeat since Vietnam. And it's hard to know what's going on over there, except that Obama is continuing to spend your tax money to shower weapons all over these terrorists in Syria, including man-pad missiles. Now, cleaning up Aleppo, the Syrian government and the Russian Ministry of Defense are uncovering mass graves containing civilians who have been subjected to brutal torture. Some of the corpses were found missing important parts of their body. Most had been executed with a gunshot to the head. These are war crimes being carried out by the people supported and armed by the Obama administration. Most transparent president in history. My astrolabe. All right, let's take a phone call here. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. I don't believe Obama's ratings right now. They say he has like a 55% approval rating. I think that's fake news.
No kidding. No kidding.
Just
and
like
then he comes
Clinton,
on out and says, you know, if I could have run for a third term, I would have won. And everybody's laughing at him for that.
Yeah, the more and more I look at it, I don't think he won the last election.
That's entirely possible. It's hard to point to any election in recent memory and be able to say with a certainty that this was an honest, fair, and accurate election. It's an epidemic problem. It goes all the way back to Bill Clinton's term in office. There was a book written by the Collier brothers, the people who invented the Hawaiian Tropic Tan line of products. And after they made their money, they got into politics and they saw what it was really like. And they wrote a book called Vote Scam, which is still available online. And it was going on all the way back then. Janet Reno was up to her neck in the election theft. And that's why I'm saying once Trump is in the White House and we have a sympathetic president on the issue of honest elections, the next 2 years are going to be about demanding a complete top-down overhaul of our entire election system so that we, the people, know it's honest, fair, and accurate. And that means no more electronic counting machines, no more tabulation centers. We're going to crowdsource the counting. We're going to have voter ID laws. We're going to have little jars of blue dye to dip your finger in so that people know you voted once. I've laid it all out in an article how this can be done. And I'm not saying it's 100% foolproof, but it's going to make election fraud very hard to carry out and almost impossible to conceal, as opposed to our current system, which is designed to facilitate election fraud and conceal it from the American people.
That's right. It's like Carlin said, like George Carlin says, it's an illusion that they give us, that so we think that our voice or our vote count.
That's exactly right. We live in the world of illusion. But again, the good news was all the election fraud in the world cannot reverse a landslide, and that's why Brexit won. That's why Donald Trump is the next president of the United States of America.
Sure is good times. Now, you think that Obama will pardon Clinton and some of the officials of their campaign and FBI and
Well, if he wants to, if he wants that on his legacy, because he's not going to keep it secret, you know, we'll make a big deal of it out here in the independent media. Obama complicit with the crimes of the Clintons. He gave them a pardon to cover it all up, and that will be his taint going forward with, you know, with his legacy. Nobody's going to be able to think about Barack Obama in the future without being reminded that he pardoned the Clintons for all of their crimes.
Do you think he's going to pardon them?
I don't know, but if he does, we're going to stain him with it.
But if he doesn't, I would think that, like Trey Gowdy, may bring up charges against the Clintons.
I think that Trey Gowdy should bring charges against the Clintons. We cannot tolerate a political class that sees themselves as above the law. We need to make an example of the Clintons as a deterrent to future generations of politicians. We need to send a message to everybody out in this country who's aspiring to a political life that this kind of behavior will not be tolerated by the American people. No CIA drug running, no money laundering, no dead bodies in suburban Washington, D.C. parks, no small airplanes falling out of the sky, no unbridled corruption masquerading as a charitable foundation. We need to set an example for future generations. If we don't, this country is going to truly be lost.
Yes, I believe that. I saw an interview with Noam Chomsky on YouTube the other day, where he was basically saying the FBI and the CIA are just departments of the executive branch that cover up their crimes and their misdeeds.
And well, certainly the FBI, certainly, you know, I mean, technically the CIA is supposed to be external and the FBI is supposed to be internal. I know that they blur the lines a lot, but that was my experience 22 years ago when I stumbled accidentally. I wasn't looking for this thing. I didn't get up one morning and say, I think I'm going to self-destruct my promising film career by getting involved in the murder of a Washington, D.C. lawyer. But when I accidentally stumbled on the evidence that Vincent Foster had been murdered and there was a cover-up going on, the FBI destroyed my career just as thoroughly as they did Gene Seberg back in the 1960s, all part of Operation COINTELPRO. So, yeah, that's what the FBI is really like. The cover-ups, getting rid of the dead bodies, they're not the swell bunch of Joes that TV shows and movies like to show you. In fact, the FBI has a very long history of keeping a close watch on film and TV production so that they're always presented in a very positive light. J. Edgar Hoover would literally go out to Hollywood and stand on the sound stages of movies about the FBI and tell the director how to direct the movie. That's how manic he was about this.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if Obama does not pardon the Clintons, then it's going to be a big issue with Trump supporters that he better do something to prosecute them.
Absolutely.
I know I'm going to be very upset if they don't proceed with prosecutions.
I'm going to be upset. All I'm asking for is one felony conviction, okay? because one felony conviction of Hillary Clinton, and she will not be able to run again in 2020.
Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton's going to be dead before 2020 gets here, but you never know. They may prop her up.
Well, remember, only the good die young.
You got that right. Only old grass never dies. It never does. It's the weeds. They never die away. They freaking will take over. So we need to definitely stay on it and hope that we can do something. And I will tell you, if there's one thing that has been brought to the light, which was kind of shocking to me, is that the Democratic Party is very war-mongering, war-prone. I mean, they're just like the Bushes.
They're all looking at this idea that unless the U.S. can reassert hegemonic domination over the world's economy, the U.S. economy is going to collapse. There's nothing left to hold it up. No manufacturing. Nobody wants our GMO. Got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay, unemployed. unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones, I'm going to fit some news in here. Russia has responded to Obama's easing of restrictions on weapons being sent to the U.S.-backed terrorists in Syria, which includes deliveries of shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles, which are a direct threat to Syrian and Russian aircraft. And according to Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, basically this is being seen by Moscow as a hostile act. Remember what I said before, the war hawks want to find some way to provoke Russia. And so I think we're going to see attempts to shoot down Russian aircraft. Now, what Putin will probably do, because he's smart, is he'll tell everybody in Russia, just stop where you are and wait until January 20th. Not even give them an opportunity to shoot the plane down here. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Erdogan says he's about to release confirmed evidence with pictures, photos, and videos proving the United States is supporting ISIS. Now, we've all been told ISIS is our enemy in the war on terror. And that means the U.S. government, in providing aid and comfort to an enemy in time of war, is technically guilty of treason, which is punishable by a long drop and a short stop. Let's grab some more phone calls. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, I wanted to speak on the incredible Ministry of Truth bill that Obama has passed.
Yep.
My thought is, you know, Tao Sung, or Sung Su, whatever his name is, don't ever interrupt an enemy when he's making a tactical mistake. And
yes,
that's what these people are doing. They've already shown, I mean, Twitter's stock value has gone from $45 a share down to $8 a share once they started censoring other, you know, voices that don't apply with their CEO, Jack DeVries. So let them do it. Let them do it, because they're only hurting themselves. They are just doubling down on the very poor policies that have gotten them to where they are today. They're doubling down on the policies that put Trump into office.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting here. I mean, Facebook stock is also heading downward. We may actually see the U.S. government start to subsidize Facebook and Twitter and even Google at taxpayer expense, and then basically say, you will go here, you will look at these people, you won't use these other social media, you won't go and use Yandex. But again, all of this comes down to that First Amendment right to freedom of speech. And the uphill battle that they're fighting is, it's provable the corporate media has been lying to the American people on an epic scale. And that's why they're afraid of an open debate. Who's real and who's fake? Well, I don't know. Who was out there screaming about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction? Who was out there screaming that Donald Trump didn't stand a chance in this election? Who was out there with torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, no weapons on the Lusitania, Pearl Harbor a surprise, human-caused global warming, vaccines are safe, GMOs are safe? Everybody knows who the fake media is.
You're already seeing this idea of government subsidy for these online Twitters, Facebooks, Google, because they have their CEOs out there saying that Twitter, Facebook, and Google need to be seen as a utility and not as a private service.
Yeah, well, we're still not going to use them. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite.
Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.